Stand by, Americans. Here's Mail Call. One big package of fun and music delivered to you by the stars you want to hear in answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA.
Well, shiver me timbers. The good ship Mail Call is all rigged up and ready to set sail on another music and laughter-packed cruise. The passengers have all come aboard and are ready to receive orders from our guest skipper. And it's no guesswork to tell you that our skipper is lovely, beautiful, and gorgeous. It's Mary Scott.
Hello, gang. Welcome aboard Mail Call. This is the entertainment cruise which sails out each week at the request of and for the Navy.
That's right. For instance, our first passenger was invited to make the cruise by Seaman Second Class Norm Valdez and Seaman First Class Russell Rooney.
Well, Norm and Russ said that we should issue orders to Gloria DeHaven to come aboard and sing. Gloria, you heard the orders, so how about obliging with I'm in the Mood for Love?
Because you're near me, funny, but when you're near me, I'm in the mood for love. Heaven is in your eyes, bright as the stars we're under. So is it any wonder that I'm in the mood for love? Stop to think of whether a dream might fade. We put our hearts together. I'm not afraid. If there's a cloud above us, if it should rain, we'll let it. But for tonight, forget. I'm in the mood for love. Oh, the moon's got me, and the stars have also got me in the mood for
Wait, don't go away. You know, some time ago, you did a duet with Groucho Marx. Well, if you look behind you, you'll see that same Groucho Marx approaching the bridge. Now that we have both of you here together, we'd like to hear a rendition of that duet you did a few years ago. If my memory serves me rightly, it was the trolley song.
With my high-starched collar and my high-top shoes and my hair piled high upon my head, I went to lose a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead.
With my light brown baby and my bright green tie, I was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to ten, then I counted to ten again.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. For the moment I saw him, I fell.
Pardon me, sir. Haven't I seen you someplace before?
I don't think so. I've never been anyplace before. I spent all my time in this trolley.
All your time?
I was born here. I'll never forget that day. My mother was on her way to the hospital when all of a sudden the car stopped.
For what?
A red light and me.
It's been a grand life in this car, but I'm hoping someday to get a transfer. I'm dying to see what the sunset bus looks like.
You're wonderful.
You're observant, and you're pretty, too. I like the way you got your hair piled high up on your head. Ever think of combing it?
Well, it isn't all my hair. I've got some rats.
You've got some rats what? Never mind. I don't love you for your high hair. I don't love you for your high starch collar. And I don't love you for your high shoes. Say, if you get any high, you'll have a hangover in the morning. And why should I hang around a girl who drinks? So long.
Stop, stop, stop with my heartstrings. As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand. And as though it were planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the line.
Well, that was as novel a rendition of the trolley song as ever has been rendered in years. But thanks, Glory to Haven and Groucho Marx, and come aboard again soon. Right now, I must issue orders to the singer who is a favorite of two continents, as well as to the downtown business section of Barstow. The man who, whether he croons, groans, or hiccups, it always comes out music. None other than Bing Crosby.
Heart of mine confesses more and more I'm caught in your caresses, warm by the breath of your sigh. The blue of your eyes. More and more, I find it more than thrilling. To share this dream that needed fulfilling. More and more, I'm less and less unwilling to give up wanting more and more of you.
Thing. That calls for another encore. Say, I have a great idea. A little while ago, we heard a duet between Gloria De Haven and Groucho Marx. So why not have another duet right now? Let's see, who shall sing with you? Oh, yes. Let's go to the starboard side where I see that Metropolitan tenor, Lord Smelcure. Quiet, everybody. We're in for a great treat. That Metropolitan Opera tenor, Lawrence Melchiorre, and the Hollywood racetrack baritone, Bing Crosby, will blend their voices in a duet. Everyone set? Overture.
Little man walked up and down, searching an eating place in town. He looked the menu through and through, see what 15 cents could do. He told the waiter near at hand, one simple dinner he had planned. Folks were startled, one and all, to hear the waiter call. Da 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 dee dee da da.
Meatballs!
For 15 cents, oh!
What meatballs!
Lace it with a pimento.
But one meatball.
The little man felt ill at ease and said, some bread, sir, if you please. The waiter's voice roared down the hall, you get no bread with one.
The first half of our cruise really went fast, didn't it? How are you Navy men enjoying this trip? Remember, the good ship mail call sails each week at your request with passengers you request aboard. For instance, over on the quarter deck, I see a man who made this trip over and over again. But still, you keep inviting him back. It's the baritone from Columbia, South America, Carlos Ramirez. And he's about to sing that favorite Siboney. Carlos?
Para mí, si
amore. Oh, la rubia de tu palma pienso en ti. Y volé de mi sueño sin oyes las quejas de mi voz. Y volé de amor. Si moré y doy mi sueño, te espero con ansia en mi carnet. Si moré y si no vienes, me moriré de amor.
That was really on the beam. No wonder you're invited back time and time again. Say, why are the men on the main deck looking eyes right? Oh, it's that blonde bombshell, June Allison. June Allison, report to the bridge and sing for all these Navy men, especially aviation's machinist mate Fred Souther and gunner's mate Donald Schultz, who invited you to make this trip on mail call. We'd like to hear a love like ours. Will do? Here we
go. A love like ours is something very precious. Don't abuse it or you will be sorry. It ain't wise to jeopardize a love like ours, a love like ours. Should never be manhandled. Treat it gently as you would a flower. It ain't sound to kick around a love like ours. Hold tight onto it. Don't let a foolish whim endanger sweet romance. Don't take a chance. You'll only rue it when you're out on a limb. A hungry soul that's crying for a crumb. Life is just a vacuum, a love like ours. It's not a passing fancy. Something to play fast and loose with. Take my tip, don't slide or slip. You will make a grave mistake. Why can't fate and terminate a love like ours?
Wonderful. Gee, that was wonderful, June. I think, though, the time has come for us to go below and catch another super presentation of the Mail Call Dramatic Society of the Lower Deck. I think you have a part in it, June. So let's hurry. We don't want to miss any of Danny Thomas's thrilling performance.
Dingle. Dingle, I ain't never seen you before, have I?
No.
Let's do that more often. Goodbye.
Yeah, but...
Goodbye!
Yeah, but... Big shot opera singer. I could be an opera singer. Nah, I'm too skinny. I could be a crooner. Yeah, I'm too fat.
He goes, me, 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 me. All he does is sing about himself. Wise guy. What's he got anyway? Fame, fortune, prestige, talent? Who needs those things?
I do.
Tries to brush me off. I should have said, I should have said, I'm not standing around here because I want to hear you. I'm waiting for that cigarette butt, I should have said. Says to me, go home and get sick. I should have said, butter your throat, your corn is dripping. Wow! Says to me, I'm a busy man. I should have said, if you're so busy, what are you wasting your time on a dope like me for? I should have said, what's the matter with you? What are you worried about an opera singer? Don't be a dope. You could be bigger than that. Yeah, what could I be? You could be a composer. I could. Sure. A composer of operas. Why not? It's a free country. You're a citizen. I can just see you now. Giuseppe Dingle, the greatest composer in the world.
Thank you, ladies and gents and the musical lovers. Thank you for the way you receive my new opera, The Mailman from Seville. As you all know, I am now the greatest opera composer in the world. I voted number one by the Down Beach magazine. Before I took over, all of you good people used to pay 75 cents to hear the opera. And what do you hear? $0.75. I remember when I was a little bambino. Even then, I knew I was going to be the great opera composer.
Giuseppe, you got a bad report card from school. Get over my knee. I'm going to spank you.
My papa called this opera the Handful Chorus. This opera made me very rich, but I wasn't happy. And why wasn't I happy? Because I wasn't rich enough. I remember the penthouse I lived in. You know what it is, a penthouse? A penthouse is a little house that's so high nobody can reach it. So they build a bigger house on the bottom. One day, my wife, she's coming to me and say,
Giuseppe, don't be unhappy. You have everything. A penthouse overlooking the harbor. Look, is that a U-boat?
No, that's not my boat. You know, Minestrone, I was thinking about the time I buy the piano and I begin to compose. I write 12 piano concertos, 9 variations under the theme for the piano, 3 piano etudes, before I sell anything.
What did you sell?
The piano.
Well, that's over and done with. Don't brood about it. What a lovely terrace we have now. Mm. Is that a eucalyptus tree?
No, it's not a eucalyptus tree. It's no use you try to make me feel good, Minestrone. You know, I'm thinking, what is the opera? What is the opera? The fat lady singing to the fat man. The fat man is singing to the fat lady. Fat lady, fat man, fat man, fat lady. 75 cents. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I must leave you and go to America. I'm such a big shot now that the Warner Brothers make a picture of me called The Life of Paul Muni. You know, in America, all the great men who have a picture of them look like a Paul Muni. Except those that are married to Greer Garson, so they look like Walter Pidge. You're going to come into the movies and see my face. I'm going to say, I love you, play the music. I love you, play the music. I love you, play the music, I love you. 65 cents.
Mr. Dingle, we're ready to go to the pier.
You got the instructions how to go?
I go straight down 2 miles and make a U-turn.
Nobody's going to make me turn.
I was just saying we have to make a U-turn to get to the boat for America.
Hey, Wally, not tell me how to go to America. I just to come back. I write to my greatest composition about it.
Really? What's it like?
My shows. I sing it for you.
Every way. for the people, she said. Don't fence me in. That's a great country, America. That's a fine place to be. You shop where it says 5 and 10 on the sign, and everything you buy, she's a cost of 39. That's a great country, America. Everybody there, she's a free. You know, you learn that the democracy makes everything a cinch. No matter what you want to know, you're never in a pinch. And when you're going to have a bambino, you find out from Walter Winch. Oh, that's the place for me. And there's one thing I like very strong. That's what they call the boogies, woogies song. You sing it to a man named Jackson and you don't know. Then your holler sends me, but you got no place to go. You feel a groove, you say, hello, Joe. I missed the fives of by six. You blow your brains out in a horn, out to the boogies beat. You make a crazy dance until you break your feet. This makes you feel a fine, and then you holler, reef. Oh, slips me some skins. Wario! Then you talk to the swinging doors. You always says, greetings, gate. And whenever you go out of this world, you still in the United States. Zoot. You throw the girl around until her face is she's a green. You holler, scrubs me mama. You're very clean. Simple like apple pie. See what I mean? Her daddy beats me up. That's a great country, America. That's a fine place to be. You know, they got a fella, he's a croon with a bow tie under the collar. And all of the girls, she's swooning, she's screaming, she's a holler. A croon, a swoon, a swoon, a croon. Let's make $1 million. That's an okay, kid. America. That's the place for me.
Thank you, Dennis Hollis. You really sailed us back in the port safe and sound. I see the shore lights over to the starboard, and the Liberty boats are waiting to take passengers and crew back to shore. But before any of you take leave, let me remind you that there'll be another mail call crew sailing next week. Try to be aboard, will you? Until then, this is your skipper, Mary Scott, saying so long, and God be with you.
Another mail call is secure. Signatures on tonight's ship's log include Bing Crosby, Gloria DeHaven, Groucho Marx, June Allison, Loretz Melchior, Danny Thomas, Carlos Ramirez, and your lovely guest skipper, Mary Scott. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.